Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or Pandora. Or head on over to the website AmericaOutLoud.com and check out the articles and podcasts. And please share those on social media. Tons of great articles and podcasts over at AmericaOutLoud.com. Countless hours of content. You guys definitely want to check that out. And as I said, while you're there, please share. We appreciate that a great deal. Looking forward to the show tonight, Rob. We've got a lot to talk about after this weekend. There's a lot going on in the news. And it take a little different direction tonight than what we've been talking about lately with what's going on in Ukraine. I want to start off with talking about our former Attorney General, William Barr. Rob, you and I have went back and forth on Bill Barr a lot. When President Trump first brought him in, we thought he was doing a good job. He did a good job through the Russia collusion storyline with Robert Mueller. Of course, Barr and Mueller are old-time friends. A lot of people think that's one of the main reasons President Trump brought him in, and he did a fine job at that. But after that, Bill Barr did a whole lot of nothing. We've seen him on the news talking about how mail-in voting is ripe for fraud. And what happens at the election? There's tons of fraud, and Bill Barr does absolutely nothing about it. And then just like everyone else that has worked for the Trump administration, it seems like he's out now trying to sell a book where he is disparaging former President Trump. He says that he would not vote for President Trump again if he had an option of another Republican nominee. This is just another ungrateful ingrate that President Trump put in his administration. If you could say one bad thing about President Trump, it's who he surrounded himself with. All of these lifelong deep state politicians and people like Bill Barr who are into the system and had no respect or loyalty for who put them at their job. It's just, quite frankly, very annoying to see what all these ex-Trump employees are doing, going and writing these books. I mean, how many people is it at this point? It's so many people who used to work for the Trump administration that have written books. And to make matters worse, Bill Barr is going on fake news CNN to sell his book. That's as low and pathetic as it gets. It's going on fake news CNN to disparage President Trump to try and sell a few books. I've completely lost all respect for former Attorney General William Barr. But Rob, it's good to see you tonight. And what are your feelings?
Andrew, I share your sentiments. And a new week, looking back at the past week of some of the things that have happened, I want to say thank you for all of our listeners for tuning in. And as we always say, please share the broadcast. The more we get it out there, the more listeners, people can understand that there is something that's happening here in the world and that we don't have to just sit there and listen to this propaganda being pushed down our throats by the liberal media or a lot of the rhinos, never Trumpers, Republicans in name only. Now, I'm going to take a different take on Bill Barr than you did, because I think that you summed it up, everything that I wanted to say. I will give you, What word am I looking for here? Want to be rather generous. I will concede to everything that you're saying, because if some of our listeners were aware earlier on, I like Bill Barr, and I thought that maybe he was positioning himself to really put the kaboom on everything that the rhinos, the swampers, and the Democrats were doing. Although you cautioned me along the way, you said, I don't know about that. We even had a guest to come on and say that, you know, he's part of the establishment somewhat. He's trying to save the Department of Justice, but, you know, be not deceived or delusioned that his dislike for Trump. And it, you know, he's proven it. So I will give you that, Andrew, that you were right all along about that. But one of the things that I want to talk about, I want to sort of pivot, because I think it's equally important. And I don't think that the media, I know that they're not, and they don't want to do this, is that in his book, a book that I won't read, not now anyway, but he does criticize heavily Joe Biden. It's just unfortunate that it's lost in the weeds because he has given them or gave them what they want by attacking Trump. Now, we got to also remember that they don't like Bill Barr. They detest Bill Barr. They said that Bill Barr was behaving as though he was Trump's personal attorney. But now that Bill Barr has come out with this book and saying things that they like, okay, they're going to praise him. He's going to go on fake news CNN. He's going to go on Brett Baer, and Brett's going to let him say whatever he wants to say. And then pivot back to what I'm talking about is that he came down very hard on the Biden administration and Joe Biden's incompetence. And we have to remember that because that's so important. When these books come out, we get lost in the weed, and it's by design that they want to cover the parts that they want to cover, the attacks. But in whether lengthy passages in the book, he just laid it out that Biden is incompetent and that Trump, his policies, that he backed Trump's policies 100%. He also said on Brett Baer, I never can get that guy's name right. Brett Baer, is it Baer or Baer? Brett Baer? But what is it, Andrew?
Brett Baer.
Brett Baer. Okay, just like a bear. Okay, Brett Baer. But he also said that he was always fascinated and amazed by Trump being able to take a punch, but would come up swinging, that he would keep going. And when he said it rather fondly, and he was serious about it. He was like, I got to say that he knew how to take it, but he would keep going. No other president had that tenacity. No other president had that ability. And as I have said here on our show so many times, Andrew, is that what we have to remember is that Trump is not a politician. You look at every other president that we've had in the past century, they were politicians. They were there by design. They came out, they rolled out, they were proper prim, had their little nice suits on, the hair manicured, fingernails done, soy boy bodies, and then they would pontificate. But Trump was a completely different breed. Now, as I have always said, he was bombastic. Sometimes I wish he would have held his tongue. And even when he wrote the letter about Bill Barr, you know, to Lester Holt, I'm like, oh God, come on. But that's just who he is. But despite all of that, looking through all of that, when you look at the state of affairs in the country, when he was in office, it was on point. Despite him going through everything he was going through, with them constantly attacking his presidency. And Bill Barr said, well, can you blame him? Since he's been in office, they have been attacking him nonstop. Man, think about it. Here you are, the leader of the free world. You're trying to make certain that you're making deals and that you're keeping the country going. And you have all these people attacking you. It's like, come on now. And there's this other she's not a journalist. She's a writer. I see her right now in my mind. She's blonde. And she's long hair, and she's always talking. Her name will come to me eventually. But I was always like disappointed in her, and that she was one of the first people to come out and say that she supported Trump. But then once he didn't do what she thought he should do, like build a wall, just keep building the wall, he said, well, I've got to do this. I got to make some concessions here. But that's always at the forefront. She just went out and just attacked him. I'm thinking, lady, come on. We already have the left attacking him. And now you want to attack him? It's like, it just doesn't make any sense. So I'm like, give him some slack. He's got to be able to work across the lines and get what he want done. But when Bill Barr in his book, he said, this guy, his policies were right on point. They were true conservative policies. Compared to the other policy that these other folks have that are not conservative policies. You look at Bush, the first two Bushes, compared to Trump. Trump calling out China. Like, you can't do this. We need a better trading deal. Mexico, Canada, and then NATO of all places. I don't know why people are still just hung on NATO when it's time to go to war. It's always our American troops are at the forefront. We seemingly have more troops there than anyone. And we spoke about this with journalist Heather Robinson last week. And she just really unloaded on the whole Russia, Ukraine, and NATO. But I'm going to go a step farther because I too don't believe we should be in NATO. Why? The North Atlantic, trade organization or whatever? Treaty? North Atlantic Treaty group word. Let me look because I want to get it right. It's so insignificant that I can't even remember. But why are we there? And people were mad when he called them out. It's like, but what do they do besides us giving them North Atlantic Treaty Organization? There it is. Besides us giving them money, and then we're defending all these other countries. Are they defending us? So Trump was right when he said that. He was right on all these policies. He was right when he said, this is what we need to do to get the economy growing. But people just looked over it, and it's by design. It's by design that in Bill Barr's book, they don't want to talk about that part. They don't want to talk about him saying Biden is horrible, that Trump's policies worked. Even now, you look at what's happening. They want to make it seem as if though Russia is to blame for high oil prices, the gas. Russia is to blame for inflation. And it's so, Andrew, when you look at it, I was watching the news, and the way they pivoted so quickly, it's like they saw an opening. Oh my, this is what we could do. We could blame this all on Russia. So in essence, what they're saying is that the American people are so dumb and stupid that they'll believe it because everyone hates Russia right now. They see what's happening in Ukraine. So they'll believe it. They'll believe that Russia is to blame for all of our problems.
Yeah. But Pippi Longstocking, also known as Jen Psaki, she lies just as easily as she breathes. I mean, the amount of lying that this woman gets up there and does is unreal. You look at the Keystone XL pipeline, it would have produced 900,000 barrels of gas or of oil a day to the United States of America. And when we just cut off Russia, who last year we purchased around 672,000 barrels a day from. So the pipeline that Biden canceled would be supplying us with more gas than what we were getting from Russia. And they want to put the blame on Russia.
Yeah, it's funny. Bill Barr mentioned that as well, that had we not shut up the Keystone pipeline. And see, these are things that they don't want to talk about. They want to talk about the attacks on Trump because that stays in everyone's mind. I was talking to some people the other day about the oil prices and gas and food inflation and completely clueless. Well, you know, Russia's doing this to us. I'm like, stop it right now. How is Russia doing this to us? This was happening before. Well, because nope, this was happening. Gas prices were going up before Russia went into Ukraine. And if you want to blame him, why did he do it? Who gave him permission to do it? Joe Biden. Remember, Joe said, well, you can go in, but it's just a little excursion. And just be careful not to do this. And if you come to America, don't attack our cyber system. You can attack this one, but you can't attack this government internet system. And you can't attack this one, but you cannot go into the public sector and attack that. Joe Biden gave him permission. Why won't they run the tape? Why? I think it's, we have to be honest here. I know this is the United States of America, but it's almost as if though we want to support this man being Biden, because he is at the top and we don't want to criticize him. But you criticize Trump at every turn. You constantly criticize him, fair or not fair. And you can, that's fine. Criticize him all you want to. But by gosh, you have to admit that the man's policies were right on point. And the author whose name I couldn't think of a while ago is Ann Coulter. She's a complete disappointment. And I believe just from watching her and looking at her past, she's only in it for shock value. I see her as a shock value writer. She makes a lot of good points and she's a good writer, but she gauges public's perception and she moves in that direction. So it was so convenient for her to start attacking Trump when he didn't build a wall, which she felt that he should have done, not realizing, okay, but we all think he should have built it, but let's pay our troops also. So she immediately jumps on things. Well, I'm going to attack him right now because that's the right thing to do. And other people will give me a little leeway to do it. So people like her, I have no use for whatsoever, because she just goes with the wind. But going back to what we were saying, is that a lot of this, not a lot, but all of this is Biden's fault, his incompetence. And it's also a part of, and I mentioned this before, a part of the Great Reset. And man, they are resetting like it ain't nobody's business. And people aren't calling them out. Like you said, Jen Psaki producing an ad or a video or whatever, saying that, I know your gas prices are high in oil, but we've got to blame Putin for this. If I were Putin, I would sue. Like, wait a minute, you guys, first you blame me for Russia collusion with Trump. And now you're blaming me for this? because you guys are incompetent. You can't get it together. You blame me in 2016 because you had no viable candidates. People were tired of your BS and they went with someone who wasn't a politician. You guys can't accept it. You couldn't accept it for 4 long years and you still can't accept it. So you came up with this fabrication of Russia collusion. And now you want to blame me for your country's high gas prices, your country's inflation, your country's high food prices, when you need to just look at the administration and realize that he has people in places that shouldn't be there. Pete Buttigieg should not be in that position. I don't care if he is the first gay. Giving rise to identity politics is nonsense. It's BS. We got to stop it. Kamala Harris should not be in the position that she's in. She's overseas cackling and laughing. And then you have people on The View and on PMSNBC like Joy Reid saying that, oh, they're attacking her because she's Black and she's a woman. It's always the race and gender. Well, I would venture to say this. If that is the case, well, maybe you picked the wrong Black person and the wrong gender to be in that position because she's incompetent. And we have to call it out. We've got to stop allowing them to cap us at the knee when they bring up race and gender. We should be able to comment on that. And because they have introduced this into the public domain, now it's going to be even more so. Can a woman do this? Can a woman not do this? Can a Black person do this? Can a Black person not do it? And why shouldn't we bring that in? They have introduced this. So we've got to take it to the next level. And when I say we, I mean Republicans, feckless Republicans. And I talk about it all the time. I know a lot of people are saying, oh, come 2022, we're going to take back both houses and we're going to rock and roll. Do not underestimate their ability to screw things up. Obama said it about Biden. Now I'm saying it about Republicans. Because once again, we're sitting in the back seat as opposed to the front seat and driving. We should have already jumped out front. Now, we did here on After Dark with Robert Andrew. We did. We called it out. We said that they were going to pivot and blame Putin for everything that was happening. We said it. We called it from day one. We also called that they were going to introduce race in this whole thing with Ukraine. And they did. Why are we concerned about them? Because they're white. We called it. Why aren't Republicans out front and pushing this? Stop being afraid of your own shadow. This is a completely different ballgame than it was 4 years ago. And this has been in the works for the longest. And we keep sitting there doing the same old talking points as opposed to pushing back. You got to call them out. When they say, well, they're attacking Kamala because she's Black, because she's a woman, then you should come back and say, well, why wouldn't we? There are better Blacks that can handle this job. There are better women who can be in that position than her. Why wouldn't we do it? You got to push back and you got to be strong with it. Yes, you will get some people saying, oh my God, did they say it? But eventually they will look at it and say, hey, they didn't start the fire, but they're certainly going to put it out.
Yeah, you're hitting the nail on the head, Robin. I'd have to say, where I'm sitting, I think the Biden administration is loving what is going on in Ukraine right now. The media is 100% focused on Ukraine and Putin, and they've stopped talking about Joe Biden and all his failures as a president. The list is long, let's face it. This is finally something where it's just not 24/7 bad news coming out of the Biden administration. They can actually pivot to this Ukraine-Russia conflict, and it's a distraction from what Biden has been doing here at home, which is a complete disaster.
And you have too many Republicans that want to sit around and say, well, you know, I agree with what he's doing right here. And I think that the country is together. He was able to put together a coalition. He was not able to put together a coalition. Why aren't they out speaking? Why are we the only talking heads? We don't own NATO. It's a collection of all these other countries, but we're at the forefront. Because when shit hits the fan, we're going to be the ones putting our boys and girls on the ground. We got to think about it. These Republicans should be saying no. And why is Biden begging Iran and Saudi Arabia for a conversation to take his call? Why aren't we talking about that? We are talking about everything else. Lindsey Graham running in front of the camera every chance he gets. They'll ask him about, well, do you agree with what Bill Barr said about Trump? Well, I got to tell you this, as opposed to saying, you know, that's Bill Barr's opinion. But right now, I want to focus on what this administration is not doing. This administration did not put together a cohesive coalition. It was a half-assed coalition. And half of the people that are in it are hemming and hawing. They don't want to go the full mile and just say, we need to cut Putin off. The people that are dying in Ukraine right now should not be happening. Because when you look at this holistically, Andrew, let's just think about it. had Biden put the sanctions on before as opposed to after, or as opposed to when we're in the throes of this, those people would still have their lives. But he waited. Just imagine had he sent to them all the javelins and the fighter jets before. Why did he wait? No, some could say, well, we wanted to wait just in case it didn't happen. And then you would have Ukraine armed with all this stuff. And then they probably would have done something that they shouldn't have done. I get it. I understand that. But he could have done a lot more than what he's doing now. But perhaps maybe he could not or did not because he was afraid of the truth that might come out about Hunter Biden and the dealings that he had with Ukraine. Why aren't Republicans talking about that? They're so busy looking at, we're going to take back 2022. We're going to, yeah, but how are you going to? They're going to turn this whole conflict in Russia to their advantage. They're telling the people that it's because of Putin that they have high gas prices. We know that's not to be true. We know that is a lie, but we're sitting there and we're agreeing. I mean, and I hate to attack some of the liberal, I'm not liberal, but I don't care about attacking the liberal stations, but the conservative news outlets, I know they say that they want to be, you know, fair and balanced, but how can you be fair and balanced when in your reporting, you're constantly taking a dig at Trump, as opposed to saying, if Trump were here, this wouldn't have happened. Trump called this out. He warned us about this. That's all you have to do, nonstop speak truth to power. That's being balanced and that's being accurate and that's being fair. Everything that Biden has done so far has been an abject failure. We cannot forget what happened in Afghanistan with 13 soldiers losing their lives. We cannot forget how they have weakened our military, trying to bring in all these identities, as opposed to just saying the best person for the job, as Colonel Julie Hall once said. We can't forget that they have lost sight as to who we are as a country. They've lost sight as to what the army actually is. The military, rather. They've just lost sight of it. And it has to be called out. Biden is always fleeing away to Delaware for prep courses to be shot up, I guess, with vitamin D or B. But when he comes out, he's mumbling, he's fumbling. And every press conference, this man loses his train of thought. But no one calls him out. Why isn't Ann Coulter calling him out on that? Why is she writing a book about that? But she wants to write a book attacking Republicans. Like, really? And as I said, Bill Barr, when he came out with his book, and yes, he's attacked Trump, but there were passages in the book also that weren't so kind to Biden, and there was truth to power. Why is it that the right-wing media, the conservative media, are the ones that say, well, we want to be fair, truth, and accurate? Why weren't they harping on that? That should have been the main text of the conversation, given where we are right now, as opposed to Trump. Trump is out of office. He's gone, okay? Maybe you don't want him to come back. I get it. But we need to focus on what's important, and that is calling out this administration and its ineffectiveness to get anything done. It's ineffectiveness to keep this country moving forward, as opposed to inflation that they're saying is transitory. You have Janet Yellen saying that it's not transitory. So why are we not calling them out? We're just letting it, oh, okay, it's transitory. Let's not say anything. It's like we've got to speak truth to power. We've got to call this out because this is where our country is right now at this point in time. Mortgage rates are going up. The price of a car, gas, $6, and we're supposed to accept it because this is a new normal. Oh, go ahead and accept it. But I've got news for you. They told us to accept wearing a mask. And like clockwork, although some states, I think a lot of them are saying you don't have to wear a mask, people still feel that that mask is going to protect them. And the main ones wearing the mask are getting COVID, getting sick, and unfortunately, some of them are dying. But that mask has become their holy grail. So just imagine if they're going to accept that, they will accept the fact that gas at $6, oh, it's okay. Oh, it's not his bad policies. It's these guys that are drilling oil. They're being really unfair. They want all the money. No, they can't drill, because Biden has shut it down. Yes, they have the contracts, but then they've got to go back to the government and say, can we drill on this land? Can we do this? And what does the government do? Well, you got to do this, that, and the other thing. And how many drills do you have? How many are women? How many are Black? How many are gay? How many are trans? You got to check off all these boxes before you can start drilling. But no one is saying anything about that. They're just saying, well, they have the permits. Why don't they do it? Because the government's told them that they can't do it unless they meet all these crazy wackadoodle checkboxes. But no one's calling them out. Republicans aren't calling them out. We're just sitting there just saying, well, yeah, Biden, he's put together a good coalition. Andrew, he has put together nothing. And as the Europeans would say, bollocks.
Yeah, good points. And meanwhile, our neighbors to the north, Canada, up in Calgary, they've been busy drilling. And a lot of the oil that we were supposed to get through the pipeline is now going to China. China said, we'll take it. We'll buy as much oil as you want to sell us. And that's currently the arrangement with Canada. So China just bumped us out on the Canadian oil because of Joe Biden and his incompetence. And that's a big reason why we've seen prices continue to go up. These green policies result in energy going up, oil going up, just about everything going up. And it has been a harsh reality for so many since Biden came into office. You guys are tuned into After Dark with Rob and Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
As Americans, we seek to form a more perfect union. To paraphrase Abraham Lincoln, we are a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. And God willing, we shall not perish from the earth. AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
In today's world, there's no escaping the headlines filled with warnings about emerging viruses and dangerous superbugs. Genesis is the only technology that safely and effectively obliterates harmful pathogens both in the air and on surfaces. Genesis plus HOCL neutralize these threats to your environment in just seconds. Find out more about this amazing technology at genesisfogger.com/outloud for a 15% discount. With Genesis, you'll be prepared for what's next.
And we're back with After Dark with Rob and Andrew. We're glad that you're tuning in. And as we've said, top of the first hour, please share. Share the broadcast. And also, give us feedback. This, when it posts on the site America Out Loud, the podcast, feel free to give us your opinions. Either you agree or you don't agree. But let us know that you're listening. Support us on all the social media platforms. Because, man, they're trying to silence our voices. And if we don't hold them, the Republicans, accountable and stay on top of Democrats, we will lose again. And I can't tell you enough that a lot of people that are out there across our great country are completely unaware as to what's happening. If you're in a small state, albeit conservative or liberal, definitely if it's liberal, you don't know what's happening. They're only telling you what they want to tell you, and you're probably getting it only from fake news CNN or the Washington Post and the New York Times, and they're not being truthful. They're just not being truthful. You look at how far they're taking this whole Jan 6 and the lies that they're telling. They see that people are going to jail and people are saying, admitting to guilt. You got to understand one thing, folks, is that simply because a person is going to court and they say, okay, I'm just going to say I plead guilty. A lot of times they're pleading guilty for for a lesser charge. They're pleading guilty to end the bleeding in their pockets. They're pleading guilty because the attorney that they have representing them is probably saying, I'm not going to go any farther with this. You need to take a deal and just call it a day. You'll probably get 6 months or 6 weeks in jail and then be gone. But they're not going to let this go. And that is the reason why a lot of people plead guilty. Not that they are guilty, but they're doing it just to end it. And a lot of you are completely unaware of it. And I heard a lot of people saying, oh, well, this person pleaded the fifth. General Flynn, he's taken the fifth. He must have done something wrong. No, that's not necessarily true. He could possibly be pleading the fifth because, one, he knows that whatever he says, they're going to twist it and lie about it. And under the Constitution, he simply doesn't have to say anything. Understand your rights. Understand the Constitution. And I will say this, Andrew, that when Trump came into office, I do believe that a lot of people started pulling out their old civic books or going online to understand what the Constitution was saying about a lot of stuff. It's just unfortunate that we have the left that will cite seemingly the Constitution and they will twist it. I was watching the other day, I saw a clip last week of this guy, Ezel Mean or something on The View. He's a black guy and he's a crazy guy. And he was screaming and shouting that the Constitution was trash because when it was written, it wasn't written by people like him. And I thank God it wasn't written by people like him. Folks, we got to understand that this is a new nation. How old are we? Like 200 years plus compared to all the other countries that are there. And when I give that age, meaning that we came together to form the United States, we still have problems. We're not perfect, but we're striving to get there. And albeit the people that wrote the Constitution, some of them had slaves. Some of them weren't probably thinking of black and brown people or even women or even Asian. But the underlying context, the underlying meaning that all men are created equal is truth. It is truth to power. Doesn't have to say that all men and women, that all men are created equal, conceptualizes and encompasses everything. Now, I know that some of the feminists out there would say, well, we want all men and women. And then you'll have some, I want all transgenders. But those same people that are saying that they want that are looking the other way when Leah Thomas, a man, is swimming on a women's swimming team. They're looking completely the other way. They're looking the other way when Biden puts a man saying that she's a woman, he's a woman, in his administration. And saying this is the first ever. Well, you could have went and got a real woman for that, for all that matters. And I say all this just to say, this is, again, part of the Great Reset as to what they're trying to do. They're trying to make us think that men are women, women are men. Men can have babies, men can ministrate. The gas prices at $7 a gallon is okay. It's okay because we're trying to help the people of Ukraine. What would have helped the people of Ukraine is that Biden got off his duck earlier on and put together a coalition and sanctions. That's what would have helped the people of Ukraine. Not that we're going to pay expensive gas. How is that helping them? How is that helping them at all? Because we don't need to get gas from Putin. I think what we're getting, I think I said last time, was like 3%, if that. We don't need that gas. We don't need Iran's gas, the enemy. Why are we going to Iran begging and pleading for gas? I'm glad Saudi Arabia said, we're not taking this call. And that is something that the folks on the right should be talking about nonstop, but they won't. Well, that's embarrassing. We don't want to embarrass the president. Yeah, but you were okay embarrassing Trump with some of the seedy things that you were talking about. He's eating too much. He's obese. He's this. Look at Nancy Pelosi out with her fingers articulating that it is Putin. This is Putin's gas price. Like, again, Russia? And they're doing it because they know that the American people have Russia in their psyche. And they're making it seem as if Russia is more powerful than they actually are. And I said this during Russia collusion. We're giving them too much power. Russia's economy is the size of Texas. We could break them if we weren't afraid. We could have already broken them had Joe been in front of this, so that China couldn't have come in and propped them up. China can't prop up the whole world, although they think they can. Eventually, it will come knocking at their door. Now, they will hide it because you have our companies going there, giving them all this money. I mean, Andrew, when you really step back and look at who we are as a nation and what's happening, I hate to say it, but every president other than Trump had it completely wrong. They weren't looking at the way things were looking at. Trump went all the way back to the original founding fathers that said, stay out of foreign affairs. I'm not saying be an isolationist, but we can't be a globalist because that does not help. Because when we do that, we're shouldering the world on our shoulders. And the only thing they're doing is taking advantage of us day in and day out. They want. Look at Germany, Angela Merkel. She could have very easily said, we're going to buy oil from the U.S., but she did it. She could not do it because she despises the U.S. because we are a superpower. So what does she do? She goes and gets into bed with Russia. How silly is that? Getting in bed with the enemy. How stupid is that? And we need to call her out because they would call us out. That was completely asinine, stupid, dumb, and she should not have been a leader. Her people should have protested against her. But because the American media were too busy attacking Trump, it was okay. But Saudi Arabia, we're not taking his phone call. We're not taking Biden's call. Now, some will say, oh, you're supporting them now. No, I'm saying that they made a good move because they know that, hey, Joe attacked us for the killing of some journalist. And now you want us to give you oil? You're going to go to our enemies, Iran, the people that want to nuke you, America, and Israel, and Saudi Arabia off the planet Earth, but you want to go to them for oil? And Venezuela? How stupid is this? It's embarrassing. And as you said, Andrew, in the last half hour, look at China. We're going to go get oil from Canada, and China scoops in. Okay, no, we're going to take all that. They're putting the squeeze on us yet again, but no one is out there to report it. No one wants to talk about it. Only After Dark with Rob and Andrew. And if you're listening, I would say share this so that people will know what's happening. Because they're thinking that, oh, Joe, he's finally coming into his own. No, he isn't. He's still making bad deals. He's still messing up. This is going to come back and haunt us. It's going to harm us. It's going to hurt us. We should not be paying $7 or $10 a gallon for gas when we have our own natural resources here. It's, Andrew, I'm telling you, it's part of the Great Reset. And if people don't wake up, we will continue to pay high gas prices. We will continue to be deceived. Why? Because of the hate for Donald Trump, who isn't a politician, who just calls it the way he sees it. And as I've said, I get it. I understand you don't like him because he's bombastic. But again, it's actionable items that counts. He can say all he wants to say, but the proof is in the pudding with actionable items. And when he was in office, unemployment was down. Your 401k was good. Black unemployment was down. And then you have these racist individuals coming in, pitting us against each other, constantly talking about race and gender.
Yeah, you've got the Biden administration. They're trying to have it both ways here. It's just a fact. When you cut down on drilling and do all these green regulations and climate change things on your agenda, it's going to make gas prices go up. That's just a fact. And you've got Joe Biden here trying to blame Russia for this and not his own policies, which were clearly the result of gas and oil going up. The Keystone Pipeline and some of his other green things. So these climate change people who want to bring in everything green, electric cars and whatnot, they don't want to take responsibility for the price of oil and other things going up that people still rely on. You can't have it both ways. You either want to go with this green policy and all the prices of oil is going to continue to go up, or you want to try and provide the market with the oil that it needs and prices will go down. But Biden is trying to have it both ways here, and he's just using Putin as a scapegoat to blame.
Using Putin, and people are buying it. The right, they're not pushing back. They're being too accommodating. And you just got to push back. Again, this is a completely different ballgame. You've got to push back, and you got to call it the way it is. When you have Democrats that are out attacking Putin yet again, I mean, the attacks that they have labeled on this country is unreal because they're the ones and they're incompetent. We should be attacking them, the Democrats. Now, I want to pivot just slightly here along the same lines of what we're saying. You had mentioned this to me before, Andrew. You had asked me about the Brittany, the NBA player or the WNBA player, I don't want to mix that up, in Russia who's being held.
Brittany Griner.
Brittany Griner. Now, I don't know much about Brittany Griner other than the fact that you told me that she was one of those knee benders getting on her knees onto the Colin Kaepernick brigade. Oh, and by the way, I read somewhere that a sports journalist had said that the Washington Seahawks should consider Colin Kaepernick as the next quarterback. Now, here's my take on it. He's too old. He's a big disruption. And why would he even want that after saying that playing in the sports made him feel like a slave? Why do you want to go back to the slave plantation? I mean, that's just something to think about. Because yeah, I know before long, they're going to start saying, oh, they're racist because they don't want him. Well, no, he said that it was like being on a slave plantation. So why go back? Go ahead, Andrew.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know Seattle's woke, but I don't think the fans of the football team would look forward to going 0-16 next year because Kaepernick is just terrible. As for Brittany Griner, she is, I don't mean this as an insult, but somewhat of a freak of nature for a female. I believe she's like 6'9", which is very tall for a female. And in college, she had a lot of hype for going into the WNBA, more so than any other female that has played college basketball in the last couple decades. I mean, she is, if you're a fan of women's basketball, Brittany Griner is a special talent. So having this happen to her, she is one of the most high profile players in the WNBA.
One of the most high profile players. And I would think that she would have known not to go to another country with illegal substance. Okay, you can do it here in America. They're saying that it's okay, but why go there and think, well, I can take it there also. And if they don't like it, we're going to push back because we're going to open up these countries. Like, really? I mean, we talked about this the other night with Heather Robinson about our democracy, and we're thinking that other countries want it. There might be some people there that want it, but the folks in government, they don't want it. And until the people are willing to make the change themselves, don't you go there as an American being all cocky thinking, well, I'm going to bring my private stash here and I'm going to smoke my marijuana, my bong, and I'm going to do this. It doesn't work that way. So although I feel for her, but the law is the law. If you go there, you break the law and you know that you shouldn't, hey, figure it out. Because we shouldn't be trying to harass another country for something that she did. That's just like telling your own child, don't do this. And then they go ahead and do it. And then someone else comes in that has nothing to do with your family and says, oh, well, you should give them a break. You would probably look at them and say, you don't belong in my family. You want to step out before I knock you out? So Brittany, good luck. I'm serious, Andrew. I mean, some people would say, oh, you're being unsympathetic, but that's not our fight. Rules are rules. And see, that's the problem here in the States. We allow these pampered individuals to think that they get special treatment. I don't care if she's gay, straight, or whatever. You know the rules. You don't go to another person's house trying to invent something, knowing that you could get kicked out. So I've seen the pictures of her looking lonely and sad. But hey, Jussie Smollett, he's feeling lonely. You know I was going to go there. He's looking lonely and sad also. And say, I am not suicidal, and I did not do this. And if I did this, I would be putting my finger in the eye of Black people for 400 years and for the LGBTQ ABC community. Well, yeah, buddy, that's what you did, okay? And who cares if you're not suicidal? I mean, for all we know, he'll probably beat himself up in jail and then blame the guards. I frankly, 5 months, okay, but he should have gotten more time than that.
There's a lot of white supremacists in jail that he can blame for getting beat up and things like that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah, but you got to remember, he's in liberal Chicago. So the people who are in jail are liberal Blacks. So he'll either form a relationship with them, they'll become partners in crimes. I don't know. But hey, this whole thing went, oh, they're doing this. And I thought it was rather hilarious when this 92-year-old grandma told the judge that her grandson is innocent, he's adorable, he's nice, he's sweet, and if you put him in jail, put me in jail with him. And I would have said, okay, guards, lock her up. I'm serious. I would have just said, lock her up. I would have kept her there for all of for a couple of hours just to say, wake the heck up. Your grandson is a habitual liar. You guys need to get him help because he's a liar. Now, he looks like he's put on a couple of pounds so that he could be prepared to defend himself. He probably thought they were going to send him to prison and not to jail. But I find it interesting how, Andrew, in some cases, people, they don't go to prison. They spend their time in jail. I'm like, really? So I guess they have the facilities or the withal to house these individuals. But I don't I have no sympathy for him whatsoever, for his family, for his brothers and sisters, because they kept this lie going that he was a victim, that they were attacking him, and they weren't. Nope, I have no sympathy for him at all, because he could have at any given point in time showed contrition, but he didn't.
Yeah, and here you have him having a celebrity friend. He had him actually write letters to the judge, including the president of the NAACP wrote a letter to the judge asking for leniency, as did actor Samuel L. Jackson. They were urging Judge Lynn to consider probation or alternatives to jail time. Obviously, Samuel L. Jackson and Jesse Jackson did not have the power there, because Jesse Smollett did get jail time, about 150 days. He'll probably get out in about 2 months with good behavior. But with Smollett, I guess you don't know if he will have good behavior or not.
He should be required to serve the entire 5 months. Because what he did, and this is what you have to think about, is that this guy could have started a potential race war, albeit it wouldn't have started in Chicago, probably would have been somewhere else. The blocks in Chicago would have burned down places, you know, their own community, as is always the case. And you would have had someone like Mary Lori Lightfoot defending them. Kim Fox, I think, should be disbarred. She's come out and she said, this is a travesty. This shouldn't have happened. What do you mean? What should have happened, Kim? What you did to try to slow down the inevitability of him being found guilty, the inevitability of people finding out that what he did was wrong, or that Michelle Obama reached out to one of her minions to reach out to you to intervene. And I keep saying this, and no one is discussing it. People are afraid to touch it. I'm not afraid to touch it. I'm going to talk about it, because she intervened in a legal proceeding, she being Michelle Obama. But they're trying to give her a pass because was a former first lady. She's a Black first lady. I don't care who she is. She's not above the law. Had Melania done the same thing, they would be talking about it right now. They would demand her head. So why is it that we're not questioning why? What did Michelle know? What did she know? And what did she do? With Kim Fox.
That's hard to even imagine one of President Trump's friends getting in trouble. And then you've got Melania Trump calling the district attorney asking for leniency. I could just never see that happening. And the media, oh my God, the frenzy they would have, it would be huge. But here you have Michelle Obama. She did exactly that. And there's nothing to see here. The media said nothing about it.
Nothing at all, because they're afraid. They're afraid to touch it out of fear that they'll be called as a racist and they're a misogynist. And of course, they'll say, and had a white woman done this, and had Melania done this, and she's done this, and look at what happened with her and her charity. It's like, stop with the gaslighting. Stop with the comparison. But if you must do it, if you must compare it, then we have to also compare what Barack Obama told the president of Russia, or Putin's hitman, when he said, just tell Putin that after the election, I will have more powers. I'll have more leniency to do what I need to do. Why aren't we talking about that? That's a quid pro quo. Why aren't we talking about it? Why isn't the right talking about it? It's like they're afraid. Well, we can't, because people get mad that we're attacking the first Black president. And we've got to start attacking these first, because these first are incompetent. We've got to. The law is for everyone. There is no separate laws for anyone. I don't care who he is. But people are afraid to say anything. The same way they're right now, this Britney thing is kind of under the radar. But before long, it will mushroom. It will blow up, because they're doing their research to find out. Let's see if we can find a white person whereby they intervened and they helped them out. That's what's happening. This is always the case. You look at Joe Rogan, when that whole thing came out about him and him talking about COVID and them wanting to shut him down. And India Ari coming out and saying, oh, he said the N-word 100 million times. Now think about it. Someone had to go in and listen through all his tapes to find that. No one is questioning that. No one is saying, what person or who was the person that went through and listened to all of his previous shows? This was a hit job. No one says anything about it. It's quiet as it's kept.
Yeah,
and no, you won't know about it if people like us aren't bringing it up and pointing out the obvious, Andrew.
No doubt about that. Let's take it back to Brittany Griner. She obviously got in trouble for bringing a vape pen with marijuana on it into Russia. She's been arrested. I believe that's about a 5-year penalty in Russia, about 5 years of jail time. Rob, what's your gut feeling? Do you think Joe Biden will be able to get her out in within a couple months, or do you think she's going to be there for quite some time? Because you got to look at it from this. She got arrested at the absolute worst time because the relations between the United States and Russia are at a low for probably the last 30 years or so. So Putin is not going to be very motivated to be letting her out of jail. And then again, it's also not fair to people who live in Russia who get charged with that same crime and they have to serve their time. Why should she just be allowed to walk? Where do you see this going?
I'm glad you mentioned up about the timing, because if you think about it, she was arrested before the conflict with Ukraine started, before Russia started to send, started to attack with their weapons. They had already started to surround the city. She was arrested earlier on. So why wasn't this of interest then? Why only now? And I can say this for so many other cases that have happened here. You look at the whole George Floyd. That happened before, had happened some time, and then they decided to bring it back up. And then people thought it was real time, and it wasn't. It's all about the timing. So they're bringing this up with her in hopes of thinking, okay, now maybe we might be able to get her out because this whole thing with Russia, Ukraine, and we could say that they're doing this because of this. No, she was in jail before they went in and started to attack. My position on it, good luck. Good luck. That's all I can say. Good luck.
Yeah. And it's hard to imagine Biden being able to cut a deal with Putin like Trump did with China when those basketball players got arrested for stealing and Trump got them all brought back home.
He did the same thing credit. For a rapper. Right. He did the same thing for a rapper. Remember, he got a rapper. What was the guy's name? And was it in Switzerland or someplace? Some Scandinavian country. But he was able to almost said, was it Travis, the guy that the Kardashian is dating? He got one of those rappers back home safely.
Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah. And Biden can't do it. Now, what they will do is they'll use it, play the race card, and they'll play that nonstop and get everybody thinking, oh, she's, why are they doing her this way and let her come home? Well, why does she even do it? This is what I don't understand about these professional athletes. You see that all eyes are on you. Okay, you could say, well, one of them said, I'm not a role model. I get it. But people are looking at you. And why would you go and, I don't get it, make bad decisions. Yeah, I think that she needs to serve her time.
Hey. Yeah. And as a professional athlete, you have such a short window to cash in on your value. I mean, you're pretty much only valuable from the time you're maybe 20 to 35 years old. And you're past your prime and the sports leagues usually move on from you. You've only got this short amount of time to make as much money as you can to set you up for the rest of your life. And here they are smoking marijuana and other things that are just completely derailing them from what they need to do. It just makes no sense just for the little satisfaction of marijuana. She could smoke as much marijuana as she wanted for the rest of her life after her basketball career. But here she is going to a foreign country where they're paying her very well, and she's going to disrespect them by breaking their laws. It just makes no sense.
Well, the other thing about this, Andrew, I'm glad you mentioned this, and we're coming up on the hour. Gosh, this hour just like flew by so fast. We'll have to take it up tomorrow. Is that with her, you're speaking about, you know, the amount of money she's making. The media has now segued into, well, these women have to go overseas to play and to make money because they can't get the same respect here in America and command the same salaries. Okay, not our fault that people aren't interested in women playing basketball. I mean, they want to make it seem as if though we've done something wrong because we're not interested. We don't want to see Amazonian women on the court.
Right.
To each his own. Everyone just doesn't want to see it. It doesn't make us a bad person. It doesn't make us a bad nation.
And the WNBA players are, in fact, overpaid for what they actually draw. The NBA subsidizes the WNBA, and without the NBA, the WNBA would not be in business because they lose so much money over there at the WNBA. And the minimum salary for these women is $200,000 a year, which, from where I'm from, that's still making a very good living. So it's hard to feel sorry for these girls and think that they have to go to these foreign countries to play. But if there's no market for people to watch women's basketball, that's not our fault. I mean, yeah, go to where you can do it to make money. But that's just the way things shake out sometimes.
Right. If there isn't a market, okay, you go to where there is a market. You look at a lot of basketball players, male, when they can't make it here, they'll go overseas to China or to Canada and they will play. There was a guy who was playing in the Ukraine. Andrew, remember? I think a lot of people have forgotten there is a black basketball player in Ukraine. Well, he was there when this war started. He was playing there. I don't see anyone singing like, oh, can we get him home? Oh, what's going to happen to him? So why is all this attention on her? And then you want to attack Americans because they're going over there. You go where the money is. Don't attack me because I don't like watching the sport. I mean, before long, what they want to do is they want to browbeat us and say that we are it's misogynist because we don't want to see these women play, as opposed to there just isn't a market for it. And if you don't want to see them play, so be it. And then they'll go to, well, let's put them on the men's team. Let's let them all play together. Stop this wokeness. Stop it. And conservatives need to yell to high heaven. It makes no sense. Stay in your lane. Okay. Nothing will ever be fair as it's equitable as you would desire it to be. It's just not going to happen. Okay, let's just get with it and stop beating ourselves up because certain markets don't allow certain things. It's about who is the fittest, who can do it. You look at sports, it's the same thing. I can't play basketball and then I'm going to bitch and moan that, oh, they won't let me on the team. It's not fair. Well, let him on the team. That's what we're getting to. I mean, I could go on and on about this. I know we're up on the hour, but man, it makes my blood boil when I hear this kind of nonsense, Andrew.
Yeah, it really does. Great show tonight. Great discussion. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Rob and Andrew. Check us out on all the other shows over at AmericaOutLoud.com, who's about to celebrate its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora. Wherever you download your podcast, be sure to like and subscribe to America Out Loud. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall. All for nothing.